This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. Sri Lanka's Catholics on Sunday awoke to celebrate Mass in their homes by a televised broadcast as churches across the island nation shut over fears of militant attacks a week after the Islamic State claimed Easter suicide bombings killed over 250 individuals. Cardinal Malcolm Ranjit delivered a homily before members of the clergy gathered at a small chapel in his Colombo residence.
It is a great tragedy that happened. It's an insult to humanity that human beings, and above all, in the name of God, God who is love, mercy.
The United States Embassy in Colombo has warned against attending any service at a place of worship this weekend. U.S. President Donald Trump has offered his deepest sympathies to the families of those affected at a shooting at a synagogue outside of San Diego, California.
Obviously, looks right now, based on my last conversations, looks like a hate crime. Hard to believe.
Authorities say a 19-year-old man opened fire in the Chabad of Poway on the last night of Passover, killing one woman and wounding three others, including a girl. San Diego County Sheriff William Gore said at a news conference that he had no details on the individual's motive. The Libyan capital of Tripoli was hit by airstrikes Saturday night as forces loyal to General Khalifa Haftar and his rival government in the east continued their assault on the city. The attack appeared to focus on targets near the city's airport. There are unconfirmed reports that at least one individual was killed in the attack. Haftar's Libyan National Army is trying to take Tripoli from the internationally backed government of Prime Minister Fayez al-Sarraj. For additional stories, visit our website. This is VOA News. Spaniards have headed to the ballot box on Sunday in a tightly contested election. Reuters' Lucy Fielder has more.
It's been a divisive, bad-tempered campaign. And a rerun already looks more than possible. Spain's vote on Sunday looks too close to call. Two main blocks, left and right-leaning, are in play. But the wild card is a surge in support for the far-right Vox Party. It was only founded in 2013, but it's expected to become the first such hard-right party to sit in parliament since the early 80s. Polling shows no party's close to gaining a majority, so a deadlocked parliament is a strong possibility.
That was Reuters' Lucy Fielder. Locals in the Pemba region of Mozambique on Saturday were working to repair a collapsed bridge in the wake of Cyclone Kenneth. This man, who lives in the area, said the river has kept rising ever since the rain started the day before when the cyclone arrived. The government has urged many people in the immediate area to seek higher ground, fearing flooding and mudslides in the days ahead as heavy rain lashed the region. There are also reports of five people being dead so far. The cyclone arrived late Thursday, just 6 weeks after Cyclone Idai ripped in the central Mozambique region, killing more than 600 people. Iran's semi-official Tasnim news agency is reporting that the Revolutionary Guard has made a surveillance flight over a U.S. aircraft carrier. The AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The report shows footage apparently from a Revolutionary Guard drone flying over the USS Dwight D. Eisenhower and another U.S. warship in the Persian Gulf. Jet fighters can be seen parked on the carrier deck. The flight comes after the U.S. government designated the Guard as a terrorist group earlier this month, a move aimed at increasing pressure on Iran and further isolating the country. Iran responded by labeling all U.S. military forces as terrorists. U.S. Naval Forces Central Command says the Eisenhower has not been in the Persian Gulf since 2016. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Iran's foreign minister says he will visit North Korea as both countries struggle under U.S. sanctions. The U.S. has ramped up sanctions on Iran since Donald Trump, the U.S. president, withdrew from its 2015 nuclear accord with world powers last year. The U.S. has tightened sanctions on North Korea in order to try to persuade it to give up its nuclear ambitions. Ambassadors designated by Juan Guaido, the Venezuelan opposition leader recognized by most Western nations as the country's president, met on Saturday in Colombia to discuss how to win the support of China and Russia, staunch allies of President Nicolas Maduro. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.